We started as a bunch of piers built off the edge of the shore. We moved down there after a bunch of us came home to find giant orange stickers across our front doors. We knew it was nothing we could fight, so a group of us moved down to the river and started building out. The piers looked like a continuation of the shore. And the city even tacked up a temporary street sign. It eventually became the top deck of Maria. Savage Lane. People would come down to buy things they didn't want to be seen buying in town. Cigarettes, liquor, girly magazines. There was a little bit of everything for sale. But the special police started coming around more and more. One night they came out, said we had two choices. Be gone by morning. Watch the piers go up in flames. We packed through the night, tying down supplies, bottling water. And just before daybreak, we started chopping, untying, unlocking, and setting the piers free. Boats. Seven of them. It was barely daybreak, and we were pushing and tending the motors, making sure that the loads were balanced, and that's when we saw her. One little girl standing alone by the shore in the water. She'd been quiet as a bug while we loaded up, tying down planks, stacking dark jars in the shelves of Maria. And there she was, standing in the water, thigh deep, little hands pulling the sides of her dress, like she really thought she could keep it from getting wet. We called and called, and then one man swam out to get her. Tried to pull her out of the mud. But she kicked and squealed. He even bit off a piece of his ear. And we yelled, "John, let her go!" And he let the river current take him. We went to pick him up in Opal, a little speedboat. And he said, "Look back, there's two of her." We said, "What?" He said, "Look! They both had me in their many arms. Salt water shaking. Cleanse away a being. Forever somersault to the bottom. Rise up again, spinning. Rise down to the river. The river beneath the river. The one that was always there." We said, "All right, John, okay." And he fell asleep. I stayed that way for 3 days. For years, people said they saw her always a half a mile ahead, swimming in front of us, or maybe on the shores, beckoning us forward. Most often, people said they saw two of her, the sisters. And it said they glowed like paper lanterns, soft, flickering. That was about 20 years ago. The Great Launch. I remember it was like it was this morning. For the fleet, I handle barrel inspections and repairs. I have a crew of two. This is Ronald Perry Stanton speaking. Aboard the boat Lucille. Sort of the swimming cities of the switchback seas. and I affirm that everything I said is true, as far as this man knows it. Hey, get a wrap on that bow line!